840 Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here on this Thursday morning. All right, so Power and Purple. We're going to find out all about the Power and Purple. We've had them in before, and I've got three ambassadors this year in the Power in Purple Challenge, and joining us to talk more about it this morning. Got two of the three ambassadors, and first off, Stacy Dutton, Senior Community Development Manager with the American Cancer Society here in this region. Stacy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Also, Liz Miller. Liz, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good. We were just enjoying your voice on the last commercial there. Also, one of the ambassadors for the Power in Purple Challenge is Jessica Howe. Jessica, good morning. How are
you
today?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
And one of the other ambassadors is Mark Thomas. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for having us.
Good to see you. Have you left your job as coroner and owning the funeral home to take over as the Cardinals manager? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Much
better. Oh, man.
I deal with this all the time.
You guys can hang out on this side.
Fine. All right. A smart people will be over here.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
The other ambassador is Darcy Thorpe. She couldn't join us here this morning. We'll get a chance to chat with her coming up a little bit later on, though. So, all right. Well, let's talk first off, Stacy, about the Power in Purple Challenge. Kind of talk about what's going on.
So this will be our third annual event with the Power in Purple, and our relay, you know, used to be in July and the summertime, and the past couple of years we moved it to May. And so obviously cancer never sleeps, and neither do we. And so we want to raise awareness about the American Cancer Society and what we can do right here in Knox County, and along with some fundraising and a friendly competition. So we look for volunteer leaders who may not have a relay team or even been to relay, but they've been touched by cancer and they want to give back to Knox County.
Yeah, and you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who hasn't been touched by it in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a four-week challenge, so each ambassador has 1 month to raise a minimum of $1,000. But whoever raises the most will be the champion of the Power in Purple.
And so is it up to each individual ambassador is how they do their fundraising?
Yep. They can send emails, obviously use Facebook. We have a website. People can go directly to and donate. They can pick their ambassador, click the Support Me button, and do their donation online. And then we've had ambassadors in the past do plan fundraisers. And so we help them advertise those and get the people out to support them.
Okay, well, we have to be equal opportunity, so we'll give Darcy her opportunity at some point. Let's start Jessica Howe, one of the ambassadors. Jessica, what are you doing to raise funds?
Well, currently I am sharing it on social media, what Relay for Life is and their purpose, because some people don't know why I'm doing it, and that is because my father was diagnosed 4 years ago with lung cancer, and unfortunately he lost his battle this May. And I'm reaching out to family and friends and neighbors and even some businesses.
All right. And Mark Thomas, I don't know, you've dressed up differently before. You've done all kind of things. So how about this time, what is it that you're going to be doing to try to raise some funds for the Relay for Life?
Well, that was my joke that I was going to bust out the high heels again and do another drag show. But I have officially retired those heels. So yeah, at this point, just kind of social media and word of mouth. But there might be something coming up yet. I just haven't quite figured out what it might be yet, or if I need to do or want to do something. So,
what was your motivation about wanting to get involved?
Again, we've all been touched by cancer in some way, shape, or form, and you know, it's a great way to give back and be part of our community. So,
Liz, do we know what Darcy's doing? I know we're going to give her a shot, but do you know what she's doing?
No, not yet. We okay. haven't.
She's hiding scared from me.
I think that must be it. That must be it.
She'll have something fun too,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, and the bottom line is it all goes to the same place. It helps with the research for the American Cancer Society. So the three ambassadors, of course, it's a competition, obviously, friendly or not. It's a competition
right.
between the three of them. So is there any prize at the end for the winner, or any something happens to the person that gets third, I mean, is Mark going to have to pull the high heels back?
Well, that's a good idea.
Hey, third place isn't the worst, right? No,
okay.
You don't have to tell people there's only three of us doing it, right?
I will have to say that Jessica is in the lead.
Okay.
So far, she's raised $300.
So right.
She's been very, very busy. So, but no, we will recognize the champion of the Power in Purple at Buddy's.
August 15th, is that the one?
Yep.
August
15th, we are celebrating our Relay for Life, and we will award the Power in Purple champion. So Buddy's is also doing a special where a percentage of each pizza will come back to the American Cancer Society. So they give us great support as well.
And so that'll be Wednesday, August 15th, 5:30 at Buddy's on East Main Street here in Galesburg.
Yep.
All right. So again, yeah, like I said, Relay for Life, it's kind of a once a year thing, but yeah, cancer is a year round battle. So you want to do what you can to keep raising funds all the time, I guess.
Absolutely. And on Wednesday, July 25th, we're kind of hyping up Knox County. And so we're asking everyone to wear purple, to take pictures, obviously post those on Facebook. And we're anxious to see what our three ambassadors come up with for that special day. As you see, they have their relay pins and their purple on today. So they need to be wearing purple for the whole month. But we're engaging the whole county, and we just want to recognize them for supporting our three ambassadors. So if you post to Facebook or Twitter, we ask that you use hashtag PowerInPurpleKCIL.
So a week from today, right? Next Thursday?
Yep.
Or no,
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Hashtag PowerInPurpleKC.
Uh-huh. KCIL.
KCIL. I'm writing that down so I remember. All right. So Purple Day. Make sure you wear purple next Wednesday. And heck, you can wear it every day if you want.
Yeah.
Yes. And just to bring awareness. All right. So two of the three ambassadors here this morning. And Mark, I'll give you first dibs. Give your best spiel as to why people should donate to you specifically.
Well, I figured that people would donate to keep the two ladies I'm in competition with to stick around. I'm figuring they'll probably donate to me to get me to go away. So, so being the only guy in the competition here, I kind of feel like, you know, I'm the low man here. So, you know, I sure would appreciate everybody's help.
So Mark Thomason, again, if somebody wants to help your cause, how would they go about
it? Yes. Well, they'll hop on. I'll have a link on my Facebook page later today here, and it'll be on there. So obviously social media is the way to go about it. And I think there's another way through the
website
as well
again?
Here. So it's, I don't know.
RelayForLife.org/PowerInPurpleKCIL
Okay.
And they can go right on there and see my gorgeous face and pay, and maybe if I raise enough, maybe they'll take my picture off.
maybe that would be incentive for somebody. You never know.
It might be.
Yeah, see, there's a reason like people like me go into radio.
Absolutely, face for radio. You got it, my friend.
Yep. All right, Jessica Howe, one of the other ambassadors. What? Let's hear your best spiel as to why people should donate in your name.
Well, I mean, going through it, I know what it's like watching my father fight for 4 years. Some people don't realize how bad it is until they're involved. But, you know, I know it's a competition, friendly competition, but it's not about competing against Mark or Darcy. It's about donating and helping people. So no matter who you donate to, you're doing something good. You're helping families. But click on my name when you go to the website.
There you go. I mean, I think she had you there, Mark. I'm not
sure. Like I said.
well, again, as Jessica said, it all goes to the same cause, and again, we'll get Darcy on at some point to put it out there and what she's going to be doing. And yeah, let us know if there's something in particular, either if you come up with it, you're going to be doing, so we can get on, let people know how they can help out. But again, what's the website again?
relayforlife.org/PowerInPurpleKCIL
All right. And again, Purple Day officially next Wednesday, the 25th. Wear your purple. And again, put your picture out there on social media. Hashtag PowerInPurpleKCIL. Stacey, anything else you need us to know that's going on?
No, I want to thank Knox County as a whole. We had a really good relay season, and we'll be rolling over soon and starting towards 2019. And I'd like to thank Darcy and Mark and Jessica for taking on the challenge and helping us raise awareness year-round.
All right. Liz, anything else you'd like to get out this morning?
No, I mean, just that if you guys can share. If you see it on our Facebook page, you know, anybody, donate $5. You know, it goes a long way. It all stays in Knox County, too. So that's a huge thing, especially, you know, for our community. We're, you know, Galesburg is a wonderful town, and Knoxville, and everybody in Knox County. So when it really hits home, it stays here, and I think that's super important. So,
Jessica, anything else that that you need the listeners to know?
No, I just want to say thank you to everybody that did listen. I know we all appreciate it, and we're trying to fight the battle against cancer.
All right. Mark, any final words?
Nope. I'd just like to, you know, thank them for giving me the opportunity to help keep the awareness of Relay for Life and American Cancer Society and up front.
All right. Guys, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.